Chapter 3. Mina Murray was very happy. She had a letter from Jonathan. It said, "I'm on my way home." But it wasn't Jonathan's letter. Dracula asked Jonathan to write it. Jonathan was Dracula's prisoner. Mina wrote to her friend, Lucy Westenra. Lucy was beautiful. Many men wanted to marry her. She was engaged to Arthur Homewood, but Dr. Seward wanted to marry her. Lucy lived in Whitby. Mina went to visit her. There was a haunted abbey in Whitby. The graves in Whitby are nearly all empty. A lot of men died at sea, so their families buried empty coffins. Lucy started to plan her wedding. Mina was worried about Jonathan. She didn't get another letter from him. They met Dr. Seward. He told them about one of his patients called Mr. Renfield. Dr. Seward said, "He likes to eat live creatures. He uses sugar to trap flies. He uses flies to trap spiders. He uses spiders to trap sparrows. He's a very strange man." Mina told Lucy, "I'm worried about Jonathan. I'm worried about you too." "Why are you worried about me?" Lucy asked. "I saw you sleepwalking," said Mina. Mina went for a walk. She met Mr. Swales. He was Lucy's friend. He was worried. "I'll die soon," he said. They looked at the sea. There was a boat. It was close to Whitby. "The boat's empty," Mr. Swales thought. The boat was called the Demeter. The crew were missing. The captain was dead. He was tied to the wheel. He had a cross in his hand. There were large wooden boxes on the ship. The ship was from Russia. The log said, 10 days into the trip, one of the crew went missing. A tall man is on the ship. He isn't part of the crew. We can't find any stowaways. A sailor goes missing every 2 days. The first mate went mad. Only 4 men are left. We are now in England, but we can't get to Whitby because of fog. The first man jumped into the sea. The other 2 sailors are missing. I'm the only one left. There are monsters on my ship. I'll tie myself to the wheel and hold my cross." Jonathan was still missing. Mina was worried about Lucy because she acted very strangely. People found Mr. Swales dead in Whitby. His neck was broken. He looked very frightened.